Okay, I believe we are ready. Just for the record, we have Brad Bloodworth, Cliff Venable, Darwin Little, Frank Smith, Judge Janet Elledge, Wendy Crossland, and Aaron Newman, and myself, Melina Stevens, here as part of the council. And then we also have Lieutenant Evans from the Sheriff's Office that is here today. So, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for coming. We'll get started. As was discussed in an email, and we've discussed a little bit through the last few meetings, that there's some grant opportunities. And so we had a Spanish Services and Pretrial Services subcommittee meeting, well, a couple of meetings the last couple of weeks, and wanted to give you an update on the grant application, what we are seeking to do. And then that will tie into the update on the strategic plan implementation and the report that this body will need to produce by the end of November. Aaron Newman has been taking the lead on the grant for the Spanish-speaking services and pretrial services. So I'll turn the time over to him to give an update on the grant.
Thanks, Melina. Just sort of the update on it. The group was able
And if
to
you're
identify
talking,
the
Aaron, we cannot
priorities.
hear you.
Can you hear it now?
Yes,
Okay.
indeed. Thank you.
So the group was able to come up with the three priorities that we applied for. In order of what we applied for, first was the money for the Spanish translation. Second was for the purchasing of several new transdermal monitors and GPS monitors for the probation team. And then third, given the time frame and everything, we weren't sure we could really meet the deadline of October 1st to get the full pretrial program. Casey Bates was able to get us a lot of great information on what that's going to look like. But we also wrote into the grant funding for a consultant to really help us get the program up and running. Everything was submitted last week. According to their information, we should be hearing back yay or nay anytime soon. Just kind of poking around, asking some colleagues. We're up against some pretty heady other applications, it sounds like. There is one section of the application, though, where we're going to be short 10 points. It was one thing that they added that if you were partnering with another jurisdiction, they gave you an automatic 10-point bonus. And since we're doing this standalone, we are missing those 10 points. But fingers crossed, and we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Aaron. And thank you for all of your work on that. I know Aaron took the heavy lifting on that project, and also thanks to Cliff and Casey and Judge Mrazek, and I think Wendy and several others. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting you that participated in that and really helped with that project and getting some of the materials together. So hopefully we can at least get partially funded on that. Yeah, yes. Any questions on the grant application or where that's at? Okay. Then we will move on. Update for the strategic plan implementation report. So when it comes to our strategic plan, statutorily, we are obligated to produce a report annually about what we're doing to implement our strategic plan. And so, with this, a lot of our strategic plan this year is going to be surrounding this grant and the application, as well as the work that we're able to do if we get the grant funding. So, with that, it will surround the Spanish-speaking services and the efforts that we're making with pretrial services and consulting. If we don't get the grant, I think that there is still I think that there are still some other ways that we can show that we are making progress on this in these areas. If anyone has any other low-hanging fruit that they can think of as far as ways that we're improving our criminal justice system, I think within the behavioral health space, there's also some useful work that has been done in the East County, which is part of our plan, as far as additional therapists or school counselors within our schools on the east side of the county. And I know that this council is looking at funding school resource officers within East County to have their own officers. And so those would also be things that we could indicate that this body is working on. Is there anything else as we begin drafting that anyone would like to add or thinks that we should consider adding for the strategic plan implementation report that we've been working on?
Milena, there's a pilot project going on in some jurisdictions near ours or adjacent for a forensic social work office for criminal defense attorneys, criminal defendants. I've been talking to Daniel Lancaster, who's kind of running that pilot program. He's gotten money from the Department of Health and Human Services, I think. But maybe that's not low-hanging fruit, but something to think about in the future. The ability to join them maybe with this, you know, regional forensic social work office.
Where are they based out of?
So Weber, Morgan, Box Elder, and Davis are a part of this pilot program. And it's, I found out about it last minute and tried to maybe squeeze this in there, but I don't think that's going to happen this time around. But just something to think about. I think it would be a benefit to the community to have some forensic social workers.
Absolutely. I think as part of that, we could always add that to the update of our strategic plan that we present this year as well. Aaron?
Well, I was going to say, too, in terms of that program, I think Osama is planning on trying to get some additional money for that and to throw in the division directives. It's part of the changes, too, where they're trying to tie in with the 90-day extension of Medicaid. So prior to 90 days from release from incarceration, you're able to be put on Medicaid and begin full treatment and coverage.
Great. Okay. Anything else that we have done or could do or should add to our next the update to our strategic plan for 2025? Nope. All right. Well, it's a very efficient meeting today then. Thank you, everyone. And I will begin drafting the report and update to the strategic plan for this body so that we can review that either in the October or November meetings. My understanding is that the report is due by November 30th. So we will for sure get that to the state by that point. Our next item is a review of House Bill 308, Crime Victims Amendments. Captain Darwin Little is going to just provide some updates on this. There were some questions about this a couple of meetings ago about what this entails. So thank you, Captain Little.
Reviewing this, still trying to digest all the information in here, but this House Bill 308 talks about the Victim Services Committee appointing a victim rights committee in judicial jurisdictions. I don't know if that is all of Second District Court or possibly Summit County and Salt Lake and Tooele counties have their own separate victim rights committees that they're were apparently supposed to obtain. So this, the Victim Services Committee from the state appoints the chair of the local committee. And from there, the local committee chair appoints committee members from all sheriff, police, city attorney's office, county attorney's office, and victim advocates sit on this committee, these local committees. One of the things that the local committee is supposed to do is review all complaints of violation of victims' rights. I don't know if that's the process of when a victim files for reparation or funds, or if that's a complaint coming in that the victim feels like he or she has not been served by the state or the county in trying to get restitution or help with medical bills and things like that. So some of those questions I'm still trying to look through, and perhaps judges or prosecutors in this in our committee now may have a better understanding of this House Bill 308.
Thank you, Darwin. You said with this that there's an obligation for Summit County, or that we're trying to determine what the obligation is for Summit County. If you could maybe clarify your understanding of that, or if anyone
correct. Else. I don't have that understanding yet, whether it's just with Summit County or Second District as a whole.
Okay. Judge Elledge, do you know anything about this House Bill 308, how that applies to Summit County or Linda, Brad, or Wendy?
I appreciate you thinking that I might know something about this, but I do not.
You know, I don't know as much as I should either. So thank you, Judge.
Yeah, Melina, Wendy and I are here shaking our heads. You've given us too much credit. I Googled it as Darwin was presenting, but I don't know enough to say anything about it.
Okay.
Basically, all I wanted to do at this point is just bring it to our attention that it's something that's coming up, and whether we need to be involved in it or not, but it looked like it fit right in with some of the things that we're discussing. So I just wanted to bring it to the forefront of our attention so that we can start dissecting it, figure out where we need to go with it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
How about this? How about, at the very least, Wendy and I will take a look at this and have something substantive to present when we next meet.
Okay, that would be great. I think just understanding what our obligation might be, or what impact this might have. It sounds like, I mean, especially when it comes to criminal justice, the state likes to have some mandates and that are unfunded. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're putting together another committee that we need to participate in and to some degree.
Wendy puts the fun in unfunded.
Yes, she does. Great. Anyone else have any questions, comments? It sounds like Wendy and Brad will take this on and have more updates for us in our next meeting. Are there any other questions that you all have based on Darwin's information that we want them to focus on, or any other comments? Okay, hearing none. We'll move on to our last agenda item, which is council comments on current criminal justice issues. Again, this is the point in our meeting where we will discuss any issues that you all are having within your individual areas, if there are things that are not working, if there are updates. And granted, if there are exciting things as well. In the past, we've discussed our international workforce and some of the crimes being perpetuated against that specific population when it came to housing and fraud. We've discussed some other specific issues within different departments. So does anyone have anything specific that they would like to discuss? Well, this might be a quick meeting today. I will say, I believe that the Justice Center is beginning their renovations. I believe today, Brad and Wendy can clarify that. That was something also within our strategic plan, was some of the physical building improvements that will allow for additional space specifically for our prosecutor's office, as well as for the sheriff's office, detectives, and our defense, and so our indigent defense. So I think this will be a really big opportunity for us, and also something that we should include within our strategic plan update? Anyone else? Okay. Well, with that, I would entertain a motion for adjournment, and I appreciate everyone being here for this very short meeting. And good luck to the Justice Center with cleaning up from the flood.
That's so gross.
Yeah, doesn't sound very fun at all. So,
thank you. I'll move to adjourn.
Moved by Brad. Wendy, was that a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Wendy. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks, everyone. Really quick, before we leave, our next meeting, we typically meet on the first Monday of the month. We're meeting on the second because of Labor Day. So that would have our next meeting for the 7th of October. I was wondering if it would be possible for us to either do the 30th of October or the 14th of October, or excuse me, the 30th of September or the 14th of October. Does anyone have a preference? Sorry, I should have done this before.
I prefer the 14th of October.
Okay.
I don't have arraignment scheduled that day, so that'd be great.
Perfect. Does anyone have issues with that? Great.
I'll just be in the fields hunting
festival. See you all then. Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Melina.
Yes.
Is the 14th Columbus Day? Is that a
Oh, you know what, Darwin, you're right.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we don't have arraignment scheduled.
There we go. Okay. Well, let's just leave it for Monday the 7th. Maybe we can even do, would everyone be able to do an 8:30 instead of 9?
Yes.
That would work.
Okay, let's just do, we'll do the 7th, October 7th at 8:30.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Melina. Bye-bye.